It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy and Josh.
Me doing the show wants to know here in just a second, but multiple text messages from people wanting to know about the show this morning.
Really?
It's very dramatic music.
What about it, Jer?
Well, somebody was here for about a week and then he left.
You're right.
Yeah, so there was three of us last week. Now there's just two of us.
Quick math.
So, for everybody that wants to know why Steve is no longer here, he did not get the first impression rose.
Oh. He did not. No, he did not.
He did not. So, he did not get a rose.
Jeremy looked at me in the eyes and said, Josh, will you take this rose?
Yeah.
And I said, yes.
Yes.
That was the final
Even Katie. Yeah, Katie even
right?
got a rose.
And That's then you looked at Steve, and you're like, can I walk you out?
Steve did not get a rose, you guys. So, that's all you need to know.
All right, listen up.
The show wants to know.
It's the Boys in the Morning with Jeremy and Josh. And now, the show wants to know.
No first impression rose for you.
Sorry, buddy.
Show Wants You Know is brought to you by Efficient Comfort. Prevent little problems from turning into big issues with their $48 inspection. Book online at efficientcomfortco.com. So this is how Show Wants to Know works. You guys send us messages, emails, Instagram messages, text messages with your dilemmas, and then we take them, read them on the air, give our thoughts on it, and it's totally wide open to the listeners to chime in as well. So get the number ready, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, and you can chime in on Jessica's dilemma. She says, hey, boys, I've got one for your Show Wants to Know segment. My fiancé and I are in a bit of a standoff over our upcoming wedding. I had this idea that instead of traditional gifts, we ask each guest to bring $100 to help cover the cost of our big day. Hmm. Instead of a traditional wedding, we could use this money to offer our guests a 5-star dinner, a city tour, and one hell of a reception, creating a day more for them than us. Her fiance says this is a terrible idea. He thinks it's tacky. If we can't afford the wedding we want, we should just have a smaller one. She goes on to say, but I feel like that would rob us and our guests of a truly memorable experience. Why not make the day as amazing? Check that. Why not make the day amazing and ask for a little help? You don't have to bring a gift, and this is easily what you'd spend on a night out anyway. What's the big deal? She does make a pretty solid point there.
Yeah.
You can blow that like easy peasy.
Yeah.
Now we're stuck. He thinks I'm being unreasonable. And I think he's overreacting. What do you guys think? Is it wrong to ask for money to help with the wedding costs? Or should we just scrap the idea and go the boring traditional route? Can't wait to hear your thoughts. Love you, boys. And this is best, Jessica.
Ooh.
You know what they should do, Jer?
Tell me now.
Call off the wedding.
Wrap it up, break up, and move
married.
On with their life.
Don't
That's
do
a
it.
Very interesting thing. You don't think a lot of times about a wedding being as much about the guests as the two that are getting hitched, you know?
Yeah, I like her spin
I like
on
it.
That.
Yeah.
I do, but then there's the whole $100 per person to help cover the cost of the big day. I mean, that's a gigantic ask.
Don't you think that a wedding gift should be at least $100,
That's
though?
What I'm saying. Like, in lieu of the gift, I feel like this is really a good way to make it more memorable, right?
Yeah, if you're buying a wedding gift and you're like, here's a $25 Amazon gift card, I don't know.
Well, don't we all go to the registry and find, like, the cheapest thing?
Absolutely, well, yeah.
Yes.
But correct. You know what? Listen, maybe they've got different friend groups than we do, so maybe they're around a bunch of high rollers. So.
Yeah.
Here's what we're doing. I'm seeing the phones already ringing. If you want to call in and talk about Jessica and her husband, she didn't give his name, Brian. We'll say Jessica and Brian and what they should do with this wedding. Should they be saying, hey, it's a $100 cover charge, essentially, to get into our wedding. But in return, 5-star dinner, city tour, a bombastic reception. Is that a good idea? Hey, Heather.
Hello. Good morning.
Well, hello to you. What do you think about Jessica's dilemma?
Okay, so I have been married for less than a week. Like, I literally just got married last week.
Congrats
so,
to you.
You're a newbie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am very, very new. And so I feel like I have fresh eyes on this or fresh ears or fresh mouth, however you want to say it. But I think I am totally on, I forgot his name already, Josh's, her fiance.
Brian. It was Jessica and Brian. So, yeah, Brian.
Sorry.
It's all good.
I think that it is super tacky to ask for $100 to come to the wedding, just because, I mean, first of all, your wedding is your wedding. Like, people are coming to celebrate you. It's not an event for them. It is an event for you. Like, you are getting married. People are coming to celebrate your love and your life. And, you know, you're going to make it an event. Like, if whether it's big or small or whatever, it's going to be an event. And to charge money for people to come is ridiculous.
Do you like the aspect? I mean, we truly are in a world right now where it's like me. So they're kind of turning the tables on this, though, and trying to create an event that just makes everybody happy versus just them. And I feel like they're going to accomplish that with an extra $30,000 in their pocket.
True, but I mean, how many of those people are going to see that they're charging $100 to come to their wedding, and they're going to be like, F that, I'm not going.
Well, let me ask you this, too.
Jer slowly raises his hand.
Yeah. If you are bringing a date or a plus one or anything like that, is that $200 then? You're getting $200 from them?
That is a valid question, and I would imagine it's $100 per person.
Per person, correct?
Yeah, it's probably $100 per person. I mean, I had a destination wedding. I got married in Las Vegas, and I mean, we had 50 people come, and I mean, that was their choice to come, but I didn't, I mean, I said I was getting married in Las Vegas, and I didn't say, like, okay, you know, come. I mean, they chose to come, so basically, you know, I charged people to come because I had a destination wedding, but
yeah.
I didn't, you know, I didn't say, well, you know, I need you to pay this, you know, but I also paid for, you know, my bridesmaid's hair and their makeup and their dresses and all of that. And then, you know, we paid for the wedding and, you know,
hey,
we did the reception.
We got to get it to a couple more calls, Heather, but how much did your wedding cost in total?
It was close to $12,000.
Not too bad, actually. I was expecting a bigger number.
Not too bad for Vegas.
Yeah.
No,
not
I mean,
too
it, yeah,
shabby.
For Vegas.
Heather, we love you. Tell all your friends about us. Thanks for calling in, all right?
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, thanks, Heather. Britt, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Good morning. What do you think about Jessica's dilemma? Should she be charging her guests $100?
No, this is really, really tacky as H-E double hockey stick. And I went to two weddings last week. I went to one on Saturday and one on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
And, this is tacky as all get out. She needs to scrap this idea immediately.
But didn't you hear they're getting a 5-star dinner, a city tour, which is awesome if you're coming from out of town, and a killer reception?
A 5-star dinner, they can still do that at their reception, but you don't charge people to come to your wedding.
But would you agree so it's a Saturday night. You can go out with your lover on a Saturday night and drop $200, no problem. So
yeah,
what's the
I'm
difference?
Doing what I want to do and eating the food I want to do. She's going to be picking the food and the activities, and that's different. Not everybody is going to enjoy a city tour,
yeah,
especially if they have to pay for it.
You get to choose, Brittany. You get beef, chicken, or fish.
Yeah.
We got your vote, Brittany. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, boys. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Renee's on the line. Hey, Renee. Renee. Did I hit the wrong button? There's Renee. Hey, Renee.
Hey.
She's like, hello. Hello.
Hi, Renee. There you are.
There we are. What do you think about Jessica? I'm having a hard time. Should she? Should she?
Should she be
selling seashells by the seashore? What do you think about the $100?
I don't think she should be charging $100 per guest. However, I'm actually celebrating my 1-year anniversary today.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you. We actually asked instead of gifts if they wanted to contribute any money towards our honeymoon. And then that way it helped pay for our honeymoon, but we didn't charge our guests and they didn't have to give us money. It was just if they wanted to.
So what's the difference? You're charging for a honeymoon versus the wedding.
Well, because we had combined houses, so we didn't need to like register for gifts or anything. So instead of a gift, like getting us like a vacuum or a toaster or something,
yeah,
they just contributed what they could if they wanted to towards our honeymoon. If not, they just came to the wedding that we paid for and we provided fun time for them. So
okay, so honeymoon good, yeah, wedding bad.
Well, yeah, did they contribute enough? Yeah, did they contribute enough for you guys to go to like Cancun or did you guys go to like Detroit?
Wyoming.
We went to WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Dun, 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 dun.
For everything. Like It was great. I mean, we had a few that didn't contribute, but that was fine. Yeah. They showed up to the wedding. They had a great time. We had a great time. So, yeah.
Well, and I feel like the wedding is one place that you can, like, kind of be selfish for. Like, that's the one time it's okay to
be
selfish.
All about me.
It's about you.
I mean, yeah,
that's right, Katie. It's my special day. I'm a bridezilla.
Yeah.
Renee, we got your vote. Thank you. Have a good day. All right.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. All right. One more. Patrick, got a dude here. What do you think, Patrick?
Good morning. Aside from all of the pros and many cons, if you just step back, you have a big logistical problem. How are you going to enforce this? Who's going to collect? Just think about people. People are coming empty-handed. They're not going to pay, or they're going to forget, or they forgot their wallet. So now you have a bigger problem of getting people to even go to this thing. And now how are you going to enforce getting the money or dealing with people who
showed up? I get that, man. It's going to have to be an RSVP situation. Yeah. There'll be a spreadsheet involved.
I was going to say have the Venmo QR code at every table. Yeah. There you go.
But no, not even at the table, because then they're in already. So you've got to have like a bouncer almost at the front door with a QR code, Patrick, that you got to scan and then shoot money, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm taking a picture acting like I'm Venmo.
Then you're sprinting for the open bar, aren't you? I know. I could tell. So what do you think? Is this a yes or no for you? Don't do it?
It's definitely no.
All right, buddy. Tell your friends about us. Bye, Patrick.
Bye, Patrick.
That's my new line. Tell your friends about
us. Tell everyone. Tell your mom.
I think just kind of skimming the texts as well, everyone's basically saying what Brian is saying. No. What do you think, Katie?
I don't think it's a worst idea in lieu of the gifts. I think that that's such a huge point here. I mean, you don't have to spend the time picking the gift or going on the registry and finding that, as well as spending the money. And like you boys have both pointed out, you go out and spend a night on the town, you're dropping a couple hundo at least on two people, you know? So I think all around it's not the worst idea.
I love waffles.
That was random.
Get them some waffles, you know? Like, I just feel like it's not the worst idea. I'm a little surprised that the majority of the mixed fam are against this. Like,
So you're a yes. Do it.
I think I'm a yes. I'm
Josh, where are you sitting?
Yes.
I don't love that they have to pay $100. I would more like the, you know, possible if you need it. But I don't love the forcing. So
what if it was $50?
See, that's a little more reasonable,
that
right?
That is more reasonable.
Because for a couple,
is.
That's 50 100.
Bucks. That's not bad.
You're right. Yeah. 50, but I'd probably be okay with 50.
There 50? You go. Yeah. Jessica, maybe lower it to 50.
I'm going to say don't do it, because I would be that guy that would see that and be like, hell no, I'm not doing that. And then how many other people would be in that boat that they're going to see that and immediately be like, I don't care if I'm your most favorite aunt ever. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
It screams tacky to
Imagine
me.
That reception, though. If 50 people show up and each of them, what, $100? What is that? Is that $5,000?
I'm going to let you figure that out.
Is my math
Katie.
Really bad right now? Is that $5,000?
Let's do it this way. You know? If it was 300 people, which is like not unheard
that's
of for a wedding,
grand.
That's $30,000.
Imagine that reception downtown.
So that's where it really starts adding up. When you're looking at a 300 person wedding and you get an additional $30,000, that's a lot to play with.
Yeah.
And I think after the wedding is over, you'd be tempted to be like, where did all that 30 grand go if I'm a guest?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You know, and you're counting while you're there.
Yeah.
You're like, did this all go to the wedding or did I just contribute to their retirement fund?
How'd they get that swimming pool?
So
drove out of there with a nice Mercedes.
Jess, show wants to know, says probably go with your hubby on this one. I think seems kind of tacky. I will say there is a ton of messages right now saying tacky. So
your boys in the morning on Mix 100.